Hi, good morning. I am very happy to be here and present to you the first quarter results of Eesti Energia. And obviously, if you have any questions, then we can take them thereafter. In a snapshot, if you move to the page number 3 of the presentation that you hopefully have found from our investor relations website, then essentially it was a positive quarter. We had EBITDA, which was 14% higher than last year, up to €83 million. Revenues did come short than last year compared to last year, minus 19%, and cash flow from operations as well as investments also were below last year's numbers. So we shall discuss these items all in turn. So if we move now to page number 4, and firstly take a look on the regional power market, then obviously the prices have drifted lower this quarter. And if we see our main proxy, the North Pole spot, the Estonian price area price was €35.8 in this quarter, which is 15% lower than a year ago, then obviously it does not help us as a power producer. On the other hand, if on a more positive note, if you look at the graph on the bottom left-hand side on page 4, then you do see that the darker green bar has been increasing, which this means is that the integration between Estonian and Finnish power markets is growing. Estlink 2 started operations in essentially end of last year, and actually it has been quite a bit more operational already after the going through the commissioning in the first quarter this year. So you can see the impact there being that 89% of the hours in the quarter, actually the prices were equal. So 11% of the hours, Estonian price was higher than Finnish price, but 89 is actually a very good ratio. Now, on the right-hand side, we actually obviously show the clean dark spread development of Eesti Energia, and we have changed the presentation somewhat. So we've shown here the previous way how we describe this and the new way, so to speak. So the previously we showed only the clean dark spread with the mining variable costs, whereas now we have showed also with the orange line there, the spread our power generation earns in case we take the full mine cost into account. The new way, we believe, is more comparable with the clean dark spreads of the European utilities that one looks at. So in that sense, we hope this will improve the comparability. And obviously, as the power prices have been lower, then also our spreads have dropped. We have sort of had the situation in the market that the clean dark spread reached €12 in the first quarter of 2014. It is less than before, even though it's somewhat comparable with the 2012 numbers. But obviously, it is still a reasonable level compared to the European gas and coal producers, which sometimes have quite a bit lower spread to cover their fixed costs. So hopefully this is all clear as we present. Moving on page number 5, the Estonia-Latvia electricity price spread, we have plotted. This has become especially valid since last year when the new system was established in the Estonian-Latvian border. So in the first quarter, the price difference on average has been €6.6 per megawatt hour. It is less than the full year last year, so that's definitely good news, because obviously we are exposed in such a manner that if the price difference gets very big, then we sell our generation in Estonia, and thus we have to purchase power in Latvia to service our signed fixed contracts, then obviously the price difference we need to pay. So as you see in the last bullet, then in the first quarter, obviously we do revalue our portfolio, and that in this quarter we had positive impact of €6 million. But obviously, that just means that that the power portfolio that we revalue just has well, the expectations and the price difference have changed compared to last year when we made the previous revaluation. So all in all, we have 1.9 terawatt hours of power sold forward as of 31st of March in 2014. And that actually mostly covers 2014 and 15 years to veteran Lithuanian clients. So if we move on, page number six, speak a bit about oil now. Not really many good news on this slide. As you do see, then the both the crude oil price, the Brent, as well as the fuel oil price, which is the reference product for our shale oil sales, have both been trending lower throughout the quarters. So last quarter, there was the level of fuel oil price, the reference product was around 445 euros, which is about 7% lower than a year ago. And it is really the lack of demand that we do see that is affecting the Brent and the fuel oil alike. The only positive, if one wants to find on this page, is really that the, essentially the crack spread between the fuel oil and Brent was slightly lower in the first quarter of 2014 compared to the second half of last year at 8.8 euros per ton, barrel, but it is still above the levels that we saw sort of the first half of 2013. So so not much benefit from crack either. Good. Now that we've covered the markets, so the environment has been challenging reasonably in the first quarter of 2014. So I guess the next reasonable question to ask is how have we fared? And if you turn to page number seven, where we plot our sales and EBITDA development, then you do see that revenues were lower than last year by 19%, and essentially lower for all main products categories that they have, electricity distribution and shale oil. But especially low, they were lower in electricity, and we'll discuss that in a moment. On EBITDA front, though, while power revenues were lower, then still we managed to earn better EBITDA than last year. And even though distribution shale oil were slightly lower than the other products, came in again higher. So we shall look into these products all in turn. So without further ado, let's go to page number eight, electricity sales. Well, the main reason for lower sales revenues on the electricity side was really the almost three times lower shale on wholesale markets. We did sell a bit less in the retail market as well. We'll discuss the changes in market shares on the next page. But on the wholesale market, essentially as the price level was substantially lower, 15% less than last year, then our power generation portfolio was just generating much less. So that is the main culprit. On the positive notes, obviously we do hedge our risks. Inherit in our power generation portfolio, and we actually earned, mainly thanks to that, higher average electricity sales price. For every power megawatt that we sold, we earned 49.8 euros per euros. And essentially, if that financial hedges were taken away, then obviously that would have been less than last year. But right now, we did see almost 9.9% higher power price for our sales. And I think here it's also worthwhile to note that in second, third, and fourth quarter, we have also hedged our power generation portfolio in combined value of 6.8 terawatt hours. The average price of these hedges is 43.1 euros per megawatt hour. So this, if the prices stay as they are, as they were in the first quarter, then these hedges will help us as well. In the 2015, obviously, the hedging level is lower. It is at 5.7 terawatt hours with average price of 39.6 euros per megawatt hour. But this we expect to increase as we go through the year. Turn now to page number 9. Then there we have plotted the retail market developments, and there we essentially have lost a bit of market share in Estonia, 11% percentage points less, and mainly it is due to the movement in the larger corporate client segment. So it is a volatile segment in the sense that they are most price sensitive. So I think gaining it back will be easy if we want to reduce the prices, but obviously we also want to earn the margins. So there we've lost the market share, and we currently hold in the first quarter 60% of Estonian total electricity market. In Latvia and Lithuania, it also is worthwhile noting that we haven't signed new fixed price electricity sales agreements since September 2013, which means that obviously we are more losing clients than gaining clients, given that the fixed price agreements is still the norm in the market. We have sold a bit floating price, and we continue to do that, but as discussed earlier, currently the hedging of the Latvian Estonian border risk isn't available to such an extent to merit our continuing retail sales operations in Latvia and Lithuania. So we are not selling with fixed price. And as a result, obviously, our market share is bound to decline. It is not yet evident in the first quarter that much, obviously, as we compare at the beginning of last year. But in Latvia, we held 15% of the market in Q1 and Lithuania 6% of the market in Q1, which in total means that we had approximately 27% of the Baltic total power market supplied by our supply business. Good. We have covered electricity sales and market shares. Now let's move to EBITDA on page 10. So how did we manage, despite lower sales, to increase the profitability here? Obviously, there was a negative impact from lower volume sold, 16 million euros. We counted that as our sales volume decreased by 35%. But it was more than made up by 3-4 positive developments. And on margin, actually, if we even take away the financial hedges, then still there is a positive margin effect, mainly due to higher subsidies and actually lower CO2 costs. So obviously we did pay for border crossing in Latvia and Lithuania for about 2.5 million euros, but if you take the main margin impacts together, then actually we earned 4 million euros higher margin in 2014 compared to last year. Regarding volume impact, I discussed change of fixed expenses obviously has helped, and I think saving of fixed expenses will be the norm in this group going forward, economizing on the fixed costs. Financial hedges, as noted, obviously helped us a lot in this quarter. We improved our EBITDA by 12 million euros due to financial hedges. So we're happy that we had them. And finally, the revaluation of the Latvian-Lithuanian energy sales portfolio comes in as other impacts. That's just over 6 million euros, which also improved the electricity EBITDA. That's more of a transitory nature. Obviously, it will continue. The revaluations will continue until the end of the portfolio, at the end of 2015. Right. When we now turn to distribution on page 11, then obviously part of the reason why power prices have been lower in Nord Pool spot Estonian region was the warmer weather. And that has also impacted us on our distribution business side. The volume of distributed power actually dropped by 4.5% to 1.8 terawatt hours of power in the first quarter of 2014. And and that brought about also the reduction in sales revenue by 3% to 67.9 million euros. Distribution tariff was a touch higher, so that's compared to the same period last year, so that helped to sort of reduce the sales reduction, if you will, but obviously the volume impact was large in this case. What we also note here is that the network losses were higher in the first quarter by 5 gigawatt hours, and obviously that's all 5.5 percentage points if we want to discuss it in percentage point terms, so that we obviously need to keep a good eye on. Good, if we go to distribution profitability on page number 12, then it is worthwhile to note that while the losses were higher, then actually the cost of the distribution losses was lower. And that was due to the lower wholesale market power price in Nord Pool. Obviously, there was a much higher average sales price as well. So all in together, we had a margin impact on profitability even on 2 million euros. On the other hand, lower volume of sales reduced EBITDA and as did sort of higher fixed expenses. So all in all, we had about 2% lower EBITDA from our distribution product at 21.8 million euros in the first quarter of 2014. Right, moving on to oil as our third main product on page number 13. So shale oil revenues were quite substantially lower in this quarter, and it was to do both with volume impact and price impact. So if we discuss the volume side first, then on a positive note, the production levels were higher, 15% at 61,900 tons in this quarter. So that is good. On the other hand, sales was substantially lower than last year at the same time, and the main reason there is the changes in oil specification in our product. We are working with the fixes on the equipment and expect to resolve these issues shortly and expect to be able to sell the produced oil as well in the coming quarters. But I think that this quarter, obviously, you can see the impact as being quite substantial. On the price side, we obviously earned a lower price by 15%. For every ton of shale oil we sold, we got 386 euros. It is more pronounced as a drop in the heavy fuel oil price in the market, but it is to do also with the hedges, that as the hedges were still slightly mark-to-marketed negatively, then obviously that was distributed on a quite small volume, which does drop the average sales price quite substantially. Right. If we discuss the hedging further, then obviously we have hedges for 130,000 tons for the Q2 to Q4 in 2014 and 192,000 tons in 2015, both with actually higher market price than was prevailing in this quarter. Good. On the shale oil profitability, obviously as the shale has been quite a bit lower than that has impacted, 6.1 million euros is the volume impact on profitability, so that's the negative side. On the positive front, obviously the some fixed expenses have been lower in this quarter. Also, CO2 costs have been lower in this quarter, and obviously there has been impact from revaluation of derivative instruments as well, which in this quarter has been positive. So all in all, we have earned 3 million euros less this quarter from shale oil on EBITDA level, and that is that comes in at 10.2 million euros of EBITDA in this quarter. So if we turn to page number 15 and discuss our other sales, then there actually have been quite a few bits of good news, especially from the revenues from heat sales. These were the main reasons for 7% increase in revenues. And also this has helped EBITDA quite substantially as the heat sales from mainly produced from municipal wastegate fees has helped also both the municipal waste produced heat together with gate fees has helped both revenues and EBITDA. On oil shale, revenues have remained reasonably flat. Volumes have decreased, but their profitability has actually improved by €2 million. So all in all, if we take these impacts together and the other products impact what we earned in 2013 from the sales of fixed assets hasn't been met, then the total impact is still a positive by €2.5 million, and we earned 7.2 million euros of EBITDA from other products in the first quarter. Good, and actually that increase, which was €2.6 million, almost made up for the sort of drop in distribution and oil EBITDA, or at least made a substantial part of it. Right, now if we turn from EBITDA to cash, and page number 16 there, we discuss it more, and obviously it is natural to ask that why did we not generate more cash than last year in case we had higher EBITDA? And I think the main reason really here is that we did use this cash to pre-purchase certain CO2 quotas out. We had bring forward CO2 purchases essentially, and that impact was main in having the CO2 influencing the cash flow from operations from around €25 million. We did in the quarter have higher inventory of both oil shale and shale oil, as well as reduce our receivables, client receivables, which was a positive impact. So these, you know, in combination balanced the reduction or had a positive impact on the total operating cash flow. Another negative impact was from corporate income tax payables. In Estonia, the corporate income tax is payable after you distribute the dividends. We distributed the dividends in December last year, so we paid the corporate income tax in January this year. So that has an impact on cash flow as well. So all in all, we earned €56.2 million cash from operations. And if we now look at page 17 and try to compare it to last year's result, then mostly there are similar influencers here. First of all, the EBITDA change was positive, obviously. On the other hand, the CO2 purchases, pre-purchases, we didn't do in such an extent last year, and therefore this has resulted in cash outflow. And obviously, similarly, the change in inventories has drawn on our cash this year, whereas change in receivables has helped our cash position this year compared to the last. All in all, €12 million less cash flow than last year, but definitely there is a good reason for pre-purchasing CO2 as long as the interest earned, the cash spent is reasonable. Good. Then if we turn to the investments on page number 18, then capital expenditure of €74 million, roughly the same as last year. Mainly two products or mainly two projects here. Obviously, our power plant continues to be constructed. We have spent €34 million on this project this year in the first quarter. We expect this to be on time and on schedule currently. And we expect to see the commissioning starting later on this year and the plant become available sort of late 2015 still. As for the electricity network investments, essentially it's distribution network investments that we undertook, €21 million, I'm sorry, in this quarter. And most of the other investments actually are of maintenance nature. There was one new project, sort of second phase of a new project started in this quarter, of denitrification or DeNOx, installing DeNOx equipment in Narva power plants, or rather AC power plant as the facility. And it is to be installed on 4 generating units, which all in total have a net capacity of 672 megawatts, which will allow these units to remain operational after 2015. These are the same units where we installed desulfurization equipment, and essentially both of these desulfurization and DeNOx equipment are required to meet the environmental guidelines from 2016 onwards. So all in all, this project is 28 million euros, much smaller than the previous projects that we've shown, but we will be tracking this project going forward on this page. Going on to page number 19, there is a small update on NFE-280 oil plant. We believe we've been successful in the first quarter. We have seen the sort of continuing operating runs of the plant. There are a few problems still to sort out, mainly the ash particle distribution, plant ash balance, which you see denoted on this picture at number one. On page number 19, there are a few mechanical issues still to be resolved, which all together in combination mean that we cannot go to higher levels of capacity usage before these have been done. And the improvements on both of these fields are expected to take place in July, August. So we continue to operate the plant or do the operating runs at lower capacity usage before that time. And thereafter, we expect to be able to ramp up the capacity usage to higher levels. So the quality of the produced oil has been good, and oil yield actually at 11.6%, which means that for every 1 ton of oil shale that you put into the machine, 116 tons of oil comes out. That actually is also according to expectations. So that's all good. On the liquidity side, on page number 20, buffers are sufficient. We have 175 million euros of liquid assets at the end of the quarter, and also 250 million euros of loans that have been drawn, both revolving credit facilities as well as investment loan from EIB. So altogether, 425 million euros of liquidity available, and obviously we also did a fund transaction early in Q1 for an additional 100 million euros in nominal value, which obviously is reflected in the liquid assets already as of the end of the quarter. Now, if we go to the debt maturity profile, page number 21, then there you can see that we increased the Eurobond, which is due in 2018. There it is at 400 million euros. And obviously the other Eurobond we have due in 2020, so that's 300 million. All in all, these are the main maturities. We shall pay very little back into this year and next year. And from 2016, one EIB loan starts amortizing back. So essentially that's the 19 million euros that will be paid in 2016-17. On the rating front, we have still both stable outlooks for BBB+ from S&P and Baa2 from Moody's. And the net debt EBITDA has also remained at 2.4 times. So essentially unchanged picture compared to the year end. On the outlook, page number 22, there we have thought long and hard about our first quarter results and decided to reduce our sales revenues outlook. Previously it was to be stable compared to 2013, but now as we have seen substantially lower Q1, as well as no material improvement in market prices for Q2 to Q4, then our current expectation is that our sales revenues in 2014 will fall below the 2013 result. On the other hand, on the EBITDA side, we keep an unchanged outlook that we earn roughly similar EBITDA this year compared to the last year. And on the investment front also, we do expect to see quite substantial decrease in this year compared to the last year. So there we haven't seen any change in anything either. Also, the dividend payment to sole shareholder will increase this year to 113.6 million euros. Income tax, obviously, levied on top of that is another 30 million euros. So that's the amounts we are expected to pay to our owner for the last year's result. Finally, we have the summary here on page 23. So what one would need to take away from this quarter. Sales revenue is substantially lower, mainly due to the electricity sales and especially the wholesale side of the sales due to the power price being low in the wholesale market. Liquidity fuel sales obviously also lower due to lower sales volume and price. On the EBITDA front though, there was electricity EBITDA did not suffer. On the contrary, it actually increased due to the good financial hedges that we had in place. Also higher subsidies and lower CO2 costs, and the reversal of Latvian and Lithuanian power portfolio valuation played its role. On the other positive notes on the EBITDA side, our heat and oil sales helped to actually support the group's EBITDA growth by 8 million euros. Finally, investments remain on the same level, and we obviously expect to see also lower investments going forward. Great. I think by this we have completed the presentation. There are a few appendices as well. Happy to, if you have a look at over these as well. And now I'm ready to take any questions that you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. This is the opportunity to ask your questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one. Excuse me, we have no questions.
All right, but then I thank you very much for everybody who is listening to this broadcast. And obviously, if you have any questions later on, then we remain happily in your disposal. Send us an email. Or drop us a call, and obviously we will be back at the end of July for our second quarter results review. Thank you very much.